third episode of Vincent's Chronicles. We are back after a very long break. I thought we would be done. Like, I'd be back here a while ago. A lot of things have changed. A lot of things have happened over the last couple months. I kind of want to talk about that before we get back into the regular episodes of podcast. So, without further ado, let's get started. So, the first, and yeah, if you noticed, I'm by myself today because it's more of a personal episode, but it still needs to be made. So, my first topic is a bit of a sad one, but I think I need to talk about it, and if I don't, then someone else might think that I'm never thought of this thing. I don't know. It'll be easier to understand if I start talking about it. So, last month, I'm recording this in August. This is probably coming out the same day I'm recording it, but in July, a very good friend of mine passed away from terminal cancer, which is awful. I have known them for a while, not as long as some other people in my life. Like, we're family friends with this person, and my other parts of my family knew her for longer than I knew her, but I was still good friends with this person, and I mean, it wasn't shocking. Like, we knew it was going to happen at some point. We just didn't know it was going to happen now. And it hit me a little bit more than I thought it would hit me. Like, I thought, oh, because I knew she was going to go, like, the week it happened. Like, we were like, she was in the hospital on her deathbed. We were like, it's going to happen by the end of the week. And sure enough, it did. So, it happened. And I had no clue that I would react as much as I did. I will tell you, if you're going through loss, or if you have ever experienced loss, you know what I'm talking about. If you've never experienced loss, buckle up, because you're going to experience it at some point in the future, and it's not fun at all, ever. Even if you think that you won't feel it, you'll feel it. Trust me. So that was bad. I didn't eat much for like a week. I felt like garbage all week. The week after it happened, it was horrible. So that's what, and I didn't want to do anything. Like, I just wanted to sit around, watch YouTube, like I always do, but nothing else productive. That's one of the main things. And the best part was, and this is kind of, I'm not going to really transfer yet, but we're going to get there in a second. How Driver's Ed went, because that's already been over for the month. I was about to get on the Zoom call for Driver's Ed that week, and I get a text saying this person's passed, and I'm like, of course. So that's what my last like month and a half has been like. I'll just say before I transfer to my next topic, I want to say, you are not alone. Other people are going through loss at the same time that you are, for sure. And people experience loss in different ways. If you think something isn't normal, it probably is normal. I didn't know that loss of appetite was associated with loss. Apparently it is. So that's fine. Just talk to someone. Don't keep it inside. Talk to someone. Everything that you do is normal. Don't worry about it. Everyone goes through it at some point in their life. So now I'm going to transfer on to Driver's Ed. So I'll tell you how it went and how it was actually set up. So turns out how it worked was there would be every day each week, we would have a Zoom call for about an hour and a half where we'd learn and do stuff. And then for me, it was Monday and Wednesday, but some people it was Tuesday, Thursday. I would drive for an hour with an instructor in the car, and that's part of my test. Part of the program. Then at the end, you did a driving range, which turns out, at least where I live, is the only place you can drive without, if you don't have a driver's license. Like, I have a learner's permit, obviously, because I'm not old enough to have a license. I haven't taken the test yet. And this class, the driver's ed, will let me get my senior license about a year earlier than everyone else, and this is the only class in the area, so the group of us are the only kids in the area that I live in that will have their senior licenses at 17. So that's something fun, and I feel much more confident with driving than I did before I took the program. So I was really happy with that, and then I finished the program off. I took my road test, which was the instructor acting as if it was road test. I passed it. Then I did my the written test, which was pretty much a re-summarizing of what we did. I passed that. I got my license, not my license. I got my certificate. So what I guess I do is take it with me to the road test, and that will be done. They'll take it instead of a 5 hour, which is in New York State. You have to take a. I was driver's ed, a 5 hour course, so the driver's ed. I'll give that to the driver and the person at the road test, so I can take the road test, and then they'll do what they want with it. I guess. I'm not sure if I have to go to the DMV at 17 or if I just don't worry about it. Like, do I go to the DMV after the road test, or do I or does it automatically work? I don't know. I'll find out. So I think that was interesting. That was very interesting. I liked it. I definitely feel better at driving. I drove on the highway for the first time with the instructor, and that was horrifying, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I think that if you have the money, you have the time to take driver's ed, it's worth it. You'll get much more confident with it, and that will make it, you'll feel better driving. So that's pretty much the majority of my driver's ed experience. So I'm going to move on to a new thing. So my summer, I said, I think on previous podcasts that I'd be going to do like online or not online. Yeah. Take exams over the summer. Yeah, no, that didn't happen. I decided that's going to get pushed to next year. And this year I'm going to be doing a job. I work working. I'm not going to say where I'm working because I'm not sure if I'm allowed to because I had to read a whole bunch of rules, but I think I'm just not going to worry about it. I don't want to. So I'm working, and something that happened was interesting. Like the application process, I applied online as you do nowadays, and asked for your social security number. If you don't know what that is, if you're not American, or if you don't know what that is, it's a number that you get when you're born, for the most part, unless you move here and then you get it when you become a citizen. That essentially is like your number with the government. Like when I went to go get my permit, I had to give my social security number. When I went to go to work, it's supposed to be used for, you pay into a program. Most countries have something like this. You pay into a program all your working life, and you can take it back money when you're retired. So that's what it was originally made for, and then the IRS tax department decided to use it. Because they couldn't really think of a better national identifier than that. So that's what they're using. So really they use it for tax purposes, but then they also use it for citizenship purposes and working purposes. So like even if you are not a citizen of America, if you get employment authorization from the government, so you're allowed to work, you can get a social security number. That's what you really use it for. The other organizations and like a bank, like when I had to go get a bank account for work to get my money, my direct deposit, they asked for my social security number and a whole bunch of other stuff, but still. So I need it, so that's what it's used for. But the reason why I'm saying this is because you're supposed to keep it secret. Like, no one's supposed to know it unless it's a bank or it's your work. And I thought that if they wanted me, they would give me an offer, and then I would fill out a tax form or something. But they asked for my social security number on the application, and I was a little worried about this because it wasn't the company.com, like, wasn't the real company's like website. It was some strange thing. So I'm like, oh, I don't know if I trust this. So I put a random number in, thinking I would not get the job because I've had no luck getting jobs for the past like month. Because that was another thing I was doing after like once exams ended and school was over, I started looking for jobs. So I did that. And I found, and then they called me back and was like, "Hey, you want to interview?" And I'm like, "Sure." So I go and interview, and they want, like, the lady that interviewed me was like, "We think you're a good fit. We want you to come work here." And I tell her, I didn't know I would get a job or anything. I thought, why not? And I put a fake social security number in. I put a random number in, and she's like, "Uh-oh, that's not a good thing." And I'm like, "Okay, so how do I fix it?" And she's like, "She'll have to call the company and fix it." So she did. And eventually, what happened was I had to reapply for the job because she couldn't change it. And so I reapplied. I got it. I guess they wanted to background check me or something weird. So they background checked me, and I came back clear as I should have, but come back clear. And I, went to work on my first day at work, filled out my W-4, filled out my I-9 and whatnot, so I can get the right amount of taxes taken out of my paycheck. And for the most part, it's been pretty good. I will say that I work in a department store, so my job consists of is I have to, say, in the fitting room, if you don't like something, you like if it doesn't fit, you put it on a cart. I'm the one that has to go put the clothes back and like clean up, like refold stuff. So that's what I get to do. And sometimes if they need me to, I can do a register, which is not what I thought. I thought I'd be doing register for most of the day, and if, say, they needed me to, I would like stock stuff. No, it's the opposite. So if you are one of those people who just oh, someone will deal with it. You have to remember, someone will deal with that, and that someone probably doesn't like dealing with it. I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm saying sometimes it's a lot. Sometimes I get annoyed with people who do crazy things in clothing stores because I think, oh, someone will deal with it. But I feel like some people forget that they're other people, these other people have lot things, like they have, they're a pure person. I don't know how to kind of say that. And yeah. So, I mean, then again, the people who work at clothing stores, it depends. I'm not saying if you work at a clothing store or a department store, I'm not saying everyone who works at department stores hates doing the stuff. I'm just saying some people don't. Some days I don't like it. Some days I'm fine with it. It depends on the day. So that's pretty much what I've been up to for the past like month. And then also I will say that like last I think a month ago today, maybe actually, the day I'm recording this, right? I'm just looking on the calendar. No, not no, that's not it. It came out the 21st of July. I'm recording this on the 23rd of August. I got my AP scores back, my AP exam scores back. And I will say, on the one exam I took, which was Computer Science Principles, I got a 5 on that. I was really happy about that. I mean, I thought I would get a 5 because I did the math in my head when I was taking the test, and I'm like, okay, these problems, I think there's 70 questions on the test, plus 30 points you can get from doing a create task. So I thought, if I can, I think you can get a max of 10 wrong and still get the 5. I mean, that depends, but like, that's how I've kind of figured it out. I think, oh, so there's 3 of them I know I caught wrong. A couple of them I think I got, I don't know yet, and the rest of them I have pretty good confidence with. So that's what it was. So I got my 5, which I was really happy about, and I'm happy about that. And next year, I still plan on doing everything I'm doing. And I will say, with like school and masks and stuff like that, as of right now, our school is requiring us to wear masks. But there won't be a remote learning option, and because that's what the big thing was last year, remote learning. Not anymore this year. And then, pretty sure that there are certain things. That I don't know. There are certain things that are not much is changing from last year. Just no more remote learning, and that's probably about it. Yeah, I read through that, they're like reopening guidelines or something, or not the reopening, they're like COVID guidelines for next year. I don't know. That's pretty much all that I know about what most people know. I'm not sure. But I'll find out next year, in like a couple weeks. So that is pretty much all the stuff that I wanted to talk about on this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that you're happy for new podcasts to come. I hope that some do. I find the time to make more. I don't know if I will or not, but we can try. Anyway, so I guess that's it. I will say that this podcast, is probably gonna be the saddest one that I make, hopefully. The saddest, like the most serious one I ever have to make, or I've ever made, I ever will make. And the next one is gonna be a lot better, I hope. Will be a lot more interesting, and I will have more guests on the next one and on future ones, I hope. So thank you for listening to this. But subscribe to podcast. I don't know how you. I haven't figured out that yet. Is it a you subscribe to the podcast, or do you just like add it to your list on your phone or something? I don't know. But do that and review it, give it 5 stars if you want, if you think it's worthy of 5 stars, but I hope you think it's worthy of 5 stars. Anyway, thank you for listening. See ya.